I'm Mandy Wiener, in for David O'Sullivan this week as he travels to West Africa. A call has been made for cities to be given more prominence and a greater role when it comes to South Africa's strategy for growing the economy. The Centre for Development and Enterprise says cities must be at the heart of the growth strategy for South Africa to boost the economy and create jobs. The CDE's Executive Director Anne Bernstein says government should be spending more money in cities. David O'Sullivan asked her how cities could become more attractive for investment.
Our labour markets aren't working. They're not working in our cities, which are subject to rapid in-migration and have growing populations of poor people, many of whom are unemployed. So the labour market issue is not just a national question, it's an issue that faces metropolitan governments very directly. The same with the many failures in our education system. If teachers and principals aren't delivering, they should be let go. So firstly, it's thinking about what happens in our cities, and then we're saying that we don't have sufficient power and accountability and resources in our cities to meet the challenges they need. So we're too top-down as a society. We should be giving metropolitan governments more powers and authority to do what they think is best for their urban economy.
Now, you've given an example of RDP housing in rural areas. Just flesh out for me that as an example of where government's not spending housing funds properly.
Since 1994, South Africa has built somewhere between 2 and 3 million houses for poor people, RDP houses. The problem is the unintended consequence of the approach we have taken is that cities have built those houses on the periphery, so we've extended the fragmented apartheid cities, and often a lot of these houses have been in places where there's no economic opportunity, in smaller cities and towns that are struggling to grow. And we're saying that this is the wrong approach. We need to be thinking much more about how do we build cities, not how do we get rows and rows and rows of houses. So we need to densify our cities. We need to rethink our entire housing policy. It's unaffordable, and it's being putting too much emphasis on the wrong kinds of things.
You also talk about public transport and raise the issue that the subsidies go to bus and rail, whereas the taxis are actually carrying the majority of the commuters in metros. Flesh that out for me, Anne.
David, this is a really big issue. Everything we could read about this, all the experts we spoke to are saying that the country has not devoted enough attention to making transport much more effective, public transport in our metropolitan area. This is a tough issue. We need to make sure that poorer people have access to affordable public transport so they can even get to the job interview, never mind their actual job. And we need to think about this differently. We're saying this is an area of considerable more work. We would be in favor of much more competitive, market-driven solutions, but also where we're looking at subsidizing consumers rather than providers. So consumers have the choice. If they prefer taxis, then that's where the public subsidies should be going. If they prefer buses, that's where it should be going. So this is a complex area. We're saying we need much more attention to this. The key is how do we connect poorer people who, through no fault of their own, are far from the economic activities in our cities? How do we connect them better with the economic things that are happening in South African cities?
Talk to me as well about this call for cities to get a bigger role in national policy-making processes and having more of a say in how state-owned enterprises plan their investments.
We did research on Durban, for example, where Portnet and Transnet are making their own plans on how to use the extensive land holdings they have, when to use them, what to do with that. This has no connection to what the Durban City Council, the Metro, is planning for the growth of their city. So there is far too little coordination, but serious coordination. It's not just we talk to you and now we're going to do what we want. It's seriously taking the city's economic growth strategy into account. The whole relationship between SOEs and metros is not working very well. Think of road tolling, for example. Our whole system is too much emphasis on the nationals where everything happens, and then we have provinces, and much lower down we've got metros and then cities and towns. We're saying no. The heart of the economy takes place in the metros, and how we govern those metros and what powers they have are vitally important in how they think about growth and jobs going forward, competing with other cities in the region and globally for investment and tourism, and making themselves the most attractive, vibrant places possible. So we are saying we have to start thinking about more powers for the city level, particularly metros. We don't have to do all of them at once. It's the big metros that have capacity. We need to start thinking about how we do that.
What you're saying makes complete economic sense, and I can't imagine that the metros would disagree either if you're saying that they should have more of a say, more power. Who will you be bashing heads against in making these calls? Is government resistant to what you're saying?
There's certainly been movement in government and certainly in the Treasury and some parts of other departments. They're starting to think much more strategically and do things about the metros. However, in general, we tend to talk too much about local government from the largest metro to the smallest town, and that's just not appropriate anymore. And we don't focus enough on what do our metros need in order to grow. So, yes, we are saying it's very likely the metros need additional funding. They need to look at new infrastructure, and they need money to finance maintenance of our existing infrastructure. That's not working well. So how we allocate resources and how we think about where we put our energy and our best people and more funding when South Africa's future is urban is going to be an important set of debates. And we need to stop being ambivalent about urbanization. Big cities are good for South Africa. We need more rural people to come to the cities, but we need to plan ahead so that we can accommodate them and free up our city economies in all sorts of ways, from townships across the city for entrepreneurs to work their magic and start firms, and for much better schooling and training of people.
Anne Bernstein, the Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise, chatting to David O'Sullivan. That's it from me, Mandy Wiener, this evening on Joburg PM. I'll be back with you tomorrow.